following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. We hope you're feeling good wherever you are. And if you're not, we hope we can help you out a little bit, at least for an hour. Because if we can get you to laugh just once, you know, laughter releases endorphins. Yeah, endorphins are not quite like endorphins. Endorphins usually involve exercise. And we don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do. No drill sergeants in our studio. No. Now, would you guys believe, coming up March 14th is the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour's 16th anniversary. 16 years of being with these guys, these people, this studio full of joy. Most of the time, not always joyous, but it's totally okay. Because this is the greatest job in the world. It might not be for everybody, but it is certainly the best job for me. The only job for me. Certainly better suited for me than what I used to do. I was good at it, but the environment was a bit stuffy, structured. Well, it was like this.
At the non-specific and completely hypothetical law firm where Jolene might or might not have been employed, there are two separate yet equally important groups, the attorneys and the paralegals who assist the attorneys with lawyer stuff.
Jolene?
Yes, sir?
Could you look in here for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I need you to clarify something for me.
Okay.
This deposition summary.
A deposition summary is where you take hundreds of pages of witness testimony and summarize it into a much shorter version of said testimony, making sure to highlight and focus on the important parts. Kind of like a short story, only different.
This deposition summary.
Yes, sir.
Seems to have taken you an awful long time to get this done.
Oh, you mean the expert testimony from the aerospace engineer? The one that spoke broken English?
Yeah, that's the one.
The rocket scientist. The one the court reporter had to keep asking him to repeat himself because she couldn't understand a word he was saying. And the one where I came in early for 3 days, worked through lunch, took it home with me to finish it in time for trial so you could have it to look over it on the plane.
Yeah, that's the one.
It would have taken most people a week to get that done. And you're complaining because it took me 3 days.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I guess that would be...
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
No attorneys were harmed in the making of that segment. Except that one. Wait, there's one more. I can't remember her name. Hang on, quick call. Oh, and it's not Ginger Pointer either. I love her. This one was awful. Maybe Rachel will remember. Hey, bring those down in my headphones, would you? Thanks. Okay. Calling my friend Rachel. We go way back. Before radio days. Hey, Rach, it's Roro. She used to do the Scooby-Doo voice and called me Roro.
Roro.
What are you doing? Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Hey, look, I'm working on something really important right now. Do you remember the name of that female lawyer that used to work in our office? No, the one with all the facial hair. The one with the white beard. No, I'm not going to use her name on the air. I just couldn't remember her name and it's driving me crazy. Okay, I remember now. Let's slap her too. No, that'll do it. Thanks, Rach. That felt really good. I just thought I might share that with you. Now, not everyone can leave a career and start another one, but what you can do is pick up a hobby. Find something to do that makes your heart sing. You know what I mean? Like if you've always wanted to paint and you've never done that before, go buy a canvas. Go buy one at Goodwill for like $3 that's already got something on it and spray paint it white. Begin anew. Paint something of your own on it. Go outside. Drag a chair out there. Set it all up out there in the fresh air. Absorb some sunshine. Just the time you spend out there creating something, taking some time out to slow down, just you and your thoughts.
I will say,
occasionally having too much time with my own thoughts is not good, but usually taking a little bit of time out for yourself can only be a good thing. And I guarantee you, whatever you paint, bring it inside, hang it up. And when people come over to visit, they're going to say, "Where did you get that?" And you can say, "Oh, it's just a little something I picked up in a gallery." They'll love it.
Roxbury!
Thanks to social media, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
"I'm currently cleaning between my toes,"
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
"I just want a precision typing R-Wad,"
a virtual truck runs over it and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Jolene, it's Belle.
I know. I'm in the middle of the show.
I'm calling in with a request.
Okay, well, you know we don't do those during the show.
Oh, please, please, please.
Okay. What is it?
It's kind of a musical public service announcement.
It's your driving and Facebooking song, isn't it?
It is.
I guess we could do that.
I see people all the time sitting at red lights, taking pictures of themselves and posting them on Facebook.
Now, they're not necessarily posting them on Facebook.
Well, that's what it looks like they're doing. Just play along, will you?
Okay. Blow your nose on the air? That is so nasty.
Sorry.
I'm just saying that people aren't necessarily posting it to Facebook. They could be posting it to Instagram or Twitter.
X.
Whatever. All kinds of stuff. Creating a video for TikTok.
You always take all the fun out of everything with your logic.
Okay. Here's Addicted to Facebook, a song parody by Belle Cadeau.
Thank you.
Your status line says you're not home.
Girls,
it's the perfect time to post a selfie from your phone. You're in your car. You're looking good. But you're driving through my neighborhood.
Just one picture.
How can you see? You're not safe.
It looks good.
You're busy taking pictures of your face.
Oh, wait, let me take one more.
Would you get off the phone and drive? The rest of us would like to stay alive. Whoa, you don't realize that you're hooked on the stuff. Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm going to take that picture again. The sun was in my eyes.
It's clear that you don't care and that you can't get enough. Cause you're driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. You dyed your hair blonde in the kitchen sink. Your lips are pop, Barazzi pink. Well, you're a highway danger cause you're hooked on the stuff. Oh, yeah.
School zone? What school zone? I don't see any kids.
It's clear that you don't care and that you can't get enough. And since you're driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. Driving while on Facebook, you're addicted and stuff. You're posting shit on Facebook, don't that make driving tough? How about take a break and drive? Your friends have seen you enough.
The roads are dangerous enough without everybody having to worry about folks Facebooking while they're driving. I mean, would you scrapbook while you're driving? Next time you're sitting at a red light, watch the drivers that go past you. See how many of them are staring down into their lap. It's frightening.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, Jolene, it's your mother.
Hey, Mama. You sound irritated. Are you irritated?
Yeah. Is there a reason you haven't been answering your phone?
No. Why?
Because I've been calling you for the past 2 days.
No, you have not.
Well, I have too.
No? What number? Are you dialing?
It's the same number I always call.
No, I don't think you've been...
It's the same number, Jolene.
I don't think you've been calling.
Aren't you 422?
Mom, no.
Oh, all right.
Oh, which reminds me, you gave my phone number out again to a stranger in the grocery store.
She was a fan.
And you know this because...
Well, she heard me listening to your show on my iPhone last Saturday when we were both at the Fresh Market.
Oh, so you had my show playing on the phone. Cool.
Yeah, your brother sent in an application for that Turn On Radio thingy.
You mean he downloaded an app for Tune In Radio?
Turn On?
Tune In?
It's not Turn On?
It's Tune In.
It's not Turn On Radio?
No. I'm sure there is a Turn On Radio, but I think that might be something altogether different from my show.
Oh, well.
And what we'd really like you to download is the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you can listen to the show anytime on demand.
Yeah. Well, this lady was standing right behind me, so she could hear it, too.
Uh-huh. So she was enjoying herself, huh?
Yeah, I heard her standing back there laughing.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
I thought my skirt was tacked up in my underwear waistband again. Remember when that happened, Jolene?
Yeah, I remember when that happened. I was not around. I usually watch out for those kinds of things for you. I'm sorry.
I walked all over the Fresh Market with my drawers showing because you didn't tell me my skirt was tacked up in my underwear.
I didn't see it.
Well, it turns out she was laughing at your show.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. She's still a stranger, and you shouldn't have given her my phone number.
Well, we became very good friends.
Oh, you did?
Fresh fruits and vegetables bring people together, Jolene.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see any harm in giving out your phone number.
I know, but you gotta stop it.
All right, all right.
Okay.
You know, you missed my doctor's appointment last week.
No, that's next Monday.
Yeah, no, it was last Monday.
No, it's next Monday. I saw it on the calendar at your house.
I specifically wrote it down on my calendar.
Yeah.
Let me look.
It says next Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wrote it on next Monday's date to remind me to look back at last week because I already went last Monday.
What? You wrote something on the calendar for next week that you already did last week to remind you that you had already done it last week.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, you don't have to try to figure it out, Jolene. It makes sense to me, and that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, but I really don't think it does make sense to you.
We'll talk about it later. Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mom. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend, or at least a tolerable weekend. And if you're having neither one of those, I hope we can help you a little bit. Put a smile in your pocket, a small chuckle, perhaps. Laughter does help. It releases endorphins. There they are. Endorphins are something altogether different. You have to engage in some form of physical activity sometimes for that. We don't want to make you exercise or do anything you don't want to do. Endorphins, just hang around and have a good time. Visit. We like to visit. If you're just joining us, we played an old commercial spoof we did
recently
when my son was a little boy and his sweet little voice was in that commercial. Well, he called the show being a smarty pants, telling me that I was being emotional for hanging on to those old files that have his little boy voice on them. It's why not? I'm his mama. He used to be on the show all the time. We had fun. So right now, I'm going to play another commercial parody we did. And this one is very telling. It was actually foreshadowing his opinion about me being emotional. And now that I know he's listening and it's irritating him, here we go.
You often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headache, carpal tunnel syndrome. Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it.
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at this door and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it, Tylafem, because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com. We were talking about all of the allergens floating around in the air. And it's just getting started, folks. John says it's getting to him, too.
Oh, boy. There's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a sneezing. And nothing is dry. My nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough grow. Stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the...
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
And now, the last episode of One Life to Lose.
Cynthia, it's time for us to confess our love to your husband, Bob.
I'd love to, Edgar, but Bob and I aren't married.
Well, hurry up and get married so we can confess, so I can go on and have an affair with Gloria.
If I'm going to marry Bob, I'll have to ditch George.
You're seeing George? that two-timer.
Why are we advancing all our various plots so fast?
Because this is our last episode. We need to wrap things up.
Oh, well, let's get started. Frank was unjustly accused and is getting out of prison.
The Finster twins have discovered they're not really twins, although they're still identical.
Harvey didn't really murder Gladys, who isn't really dead, and the star witness in the case is the illegitimate daughter of the judge.
The town floozy really has a heart of gold and is becoming a nun.
Is that everything?
Tip of the iceberg, but we've run out of time. Cynthia, I've always loved you.
Well, that's awkward, considering I used to be your brother.
Tune in. Never for the next episode. Like sand that sits in a broken hourglass, this has been one life to lose.
Totally stay on this diet. It's just a matter of staying positive and not letting myself get stressed out. Losing weight means I have to eliminate some foods I love. Just for a while. I have to be disciplined, focused, burn that fat, girl, and remember to stay fully hydrated. My weight loss guru says to take joy in my small victories, such as not digging that eclair out of the garbage to eat it. For one day, I can start adding some of those carbs back into my life. But for now, heaven help me. Oh, what I can eat right now. Candy bars, Almond Joy. With a little cash, I think I could bribe the pizza boy.
Pizza!
Give me that. Piles of bread, red beans with rice, white rice. If I could have just a little bite, that would be nice. But I'll stay on track, 'cause I've come so far. And one day soon, I'll take a break from this salad bar. Waiter will ask, ma'am, what would you like? I know just where I'll start. No need to ask, it's a huge baked potato. Huge baked potato. Huge baked potato. Huge baked potato. Sour cream and chives would be perfect. Western style. Pepper jack and bacon sprinkles in one big pile. Doesn't that sound delicious? When I reach my goal, that's where I'm headed. To the potato bar, baby. One side.
I'm with you, Belle. Super stuff it. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, we are glad to have you with us, sharing some of your precious me time. Remember to follow us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. Our podcast is there every weekend, and that's the best way to get in touch with us as well. You can also find our podcast at fmtalk1065.com. They have all your favorite local shows on demand lined up right for you in one little convenient place. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with more show.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Roxbury!
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
History du jour!
And other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history.
It's History du jour, an educational... Seriously?
Stop being a smarty pants.
An educational moment with Belle Cadeau.
March is National Women's History Month, and today we celebrate the life of Betty Nesmith Graham. Her most important role was that of mother to musician Michael Nesmith of the Monkees. As a single mother in 1951, Betty made extra money by designing and painting holiday windows at the Texas Bank and Trust, where she worked as a secretary. She realized she was able to paint over her mistakes. She put some water-based paint in a little bottle and took it to the office to see how it would work on the paper in her typewriter. And liquid paper was born. Over the next 5 years, Betty made improvements to her creation with a little help from her son's high school chemistry teacher. High school chemistry teacher? Is that where they got the idea for Breaking Bad? Oh, never mind. I'm Belle Cadeau. Join me for more History du Jour. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands, she's walking. She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons, all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
Excuse me, is this the IRS office?
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
You may dispense with the presences.
Right. I had another question about my taxes.
You should not have come back.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way myself, but I did have this question and I did need to ask it.
It is pointless to resist.
Uh-huh. Anyway, if you could look at this tax form, please.
I have you now.
That doesn't sound very reassuring.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
Oh, no.
Apology accepted.
Anyway, I think I may owe a little bit here.
I'm here to put you back on schedule.
I'd like to do that, but I'm a little short of money right now.
Don't make me destroy you.
Look, if I don't have money, how can I pay?
Give yourself to the dark side.
Now, wait a minute. That wasn't the deal.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
By the way, how did you find out that I fudged a bit on my deductions here?
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
Sorry. Excuse me. You know, sometimes you can get a cough and it just decides to hang on. It really isn't that the cough has hung on. It's that the whatever's flying through the air is starting to really fly through the air. You know what I'm saying? So I was getting over being sick, right? And now all this stuff happens. And now that we're up at the farm, I don't even know what some of this stuff is. You can actually see it in the air, and it's not just pollen. It's not even the same color. I don't know what it is. And oh my gosh, if I'm going to get some over-the-counter stuff, wow. It is so overwhelming, and there's so many new products. So much to choose from. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm buying.
I'm stressed, time pollen on my mind, time gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, I need antihistamines. Cough drops that taste like apple pie, I'd better ask the RX guy. I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices. He points and tells me,
look over there.
I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't concentrate. My brain's abyss. Dayquil, NyQuil, gel caps and some purple pills. Hot tea with some orangey zing. Tylenol, don't do a thing. I don't know what I'm buying. I think I'm hearing voices. There's just too many choices. Robitussin, Cepastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, Cold Plus, Advil, Cold and Sinus, Theraflu and Vapo-Steam, Phenylpropanolamine, a hot shower works best. I'll go home and get some rest. I don't know what I'm looking for. They got 40 bottles for the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing. Chloraseptic, Mucinex, I can't think straight, my head's a wreck. Echinacea vitamins, I'll stock up on some Claritin. The sinus pills they used to sell, they're not in the aisle now. What the hell, stand in line, I feel like death. I guess they think I'm cooking meth.
Breaking Bad.
They got 40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and honey citrus, hey. Effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hycoden, Bear is a vintage brand. Mom always used Coracetin, start a cold or fever feeding. Fluids and guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin. My Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Took Sudafedrin, HCL, post-nasal drip still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die? I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
Have any of you noticed the commercials that are clearly directed to anyone over 50, heck, over 40, maybe even 30? I don't know, but they want to get a message across that we're stupid. We don't know how to use cell phones. We don't know what to throw away in the trash, making fun of us. And if you're 60 or older, why are you even out of bed in the mornings? Why do you get up and walk around at all? Specifically, I'm talking about, there's one of them, the woman is going to put a note on her phone, and she's doing it with sticky notes. And her kid that's sitting there with her is making fun of her. Oh, Mom, come on, put down that complicated cell phone. You don't know how to use that. And clearly she doesn't, because they show her writing something down on a sticky note and sticking it on her phone, along with all the other notes that she has stuck to the face of her phone. You know, kids, we invented cell phones. We followed along with the technology because we didn't have any choice. My favorite phone was the StarTAC flip phone before it all went digital. If you wanted a phone, you had to keep up. My first cell phone came in a zip bag that had room for a flask and Cheetos and stuff. It was really cool, actually. I'm sick of all these commercials that make grown-ups look stupid. It's insulting. I'm very technical. What does this button do?
I wanted to buy my parents a cell phone this year.
I'm a dimwit.
And I'm an even bigger dimwit than he is.
But was afraid they were too dumb
Hello.
To use it.
Hello.
I'm glad someone finally created a telephone even a dimwit can
I
use.
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
Dimwitterbug.
Thanks to Dimwitterbug, my parents barely have to think at all to stay in touch with their loved ones. And that's good, because they're real dumb.
Hello.
Dimwitterbug.
I can't work one of them complicated cell phones. What with all them buttons and ringing and things.
The Dimwitterbug is easy to use. Just look at the numbers on this keypad. They're as big as a Christmas ham.
Hello.
But if mashing numbers is too much effort, Dimwitterbug is also holler activated. Well, I had my grandson come over, the one that programs my coffee pot and my VCR.
Here, Nana. It's your new telephone. You can talk to people on it. Isn't it pretty?
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
You have to turn it on, Paul. Put in my favorite numbers, and now all I have to do is holler into the phone.
Ambulance!
And 10 minutes later, I know help is on the way. I'm so thankful our children bought us the Dimwitterbug.
Ma, I think your phone's ringing.
I don't hear anything. It must be your phone.
I'll leave mine set on vibrate. Ooh.
Hello? Hello? Mine's broken.
They may not be the most sophisticated people in the world, but they're the only parents we've got. Wouldn't it make you feel good to know they could get in touch with you in the event of an emergency? We just love our Dim Witterbug.
Thanks, Dim Witterbug.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Vacmasters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vacmaster.
We look it up. We fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vacmaster.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Roxbury!
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Rick's on a Stick, where everything is fried on a stick. You pick a stick, you go to the buffet table, stick your stick into what you pick. Chicken, hot dogs, apples, candy bars, then you take what you picked on your stick and stick your pick in the deep fryer. When it's done, pull it out, then lick what you picked for your stick and stick it in your kisser. Rick's on a Stick. They're thick with hicks, getting their kicks with sticks.
Roxbury.
Unbelievably so, we did get a request to play our version of the post-Mardi Gras coverage, Roxbury style.
Welcome, everybody, to the big Mardi Gras cleanup parade.
Don't look now, Steve, but here comes the Hushpuckany marching band.
You'll notice they're all wearing cleats so that papers, streamers, squashed moon pies, and other debris sticks to the bottom of their feet.
And look at that choreography. They take 10 steps forward, then hop on the left foot, while pulling debris from the right foot. Then they repeat the entire pattern on the opposite side.
And the trombones are doing double duty, reaching the slides up into the trees to snag the beads hanging there.
These guys are the kings of sanitary choreography.
Indeed they are, Tiffany.
And here comes our first float.
And it really is floating. Floating on high-pressure water that's being used to wash off the pavement.
Following the float is a convertible carrying this year's Queen of Cleanup, Queen Palucia, and the big band sounds of the Decontaminators.
After the Fat Tuesday Bash, downtown's covered in trash. So clean up, 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 clean up. Now those bottles, glass, and cans, let's pick them up, let's use our hands. And clean up, 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 clean up now.
People are throwing stale candy, broken toys, and even, ooh, more smooshed moon pies from the sidewalk.
They're really filling up that convertible.
Ew! Oh, there goes one more disposable diaper. I think that one had a funnel cake in it. Or at least something that started out as a funnel cake.
That's quite a collection of trash.
Speaking of trash, doesn't Queen Palucia look darling in that leather thong and hot pink tube top?
She's checking out the stale candy as it comes into the car and placing the one she considers to be edible into her tube top.
And wow, here comes the horse patrol.
Really? I don't see any horses.
No horses, just the guys and gals who clean up what the horses leave behind.
Oh, of course, the shovel brigade.
The super duper pooper scoopers.
With one fluid motion, they scoop up the poop and throw it into the wheeled trash barrels.
And with one poopy motion, they scoop up the liquid and...
Oh, what an unfortunate time for a stiff breeze to blow through.
Unfortunate for the horse patrol.
But a real crowd pleaser.
And I think the end of the parade is getting near. As you may know,
Our city has a constant problem with people putting trash in the gutters, which causes huge problems when it comes to stormwater drainage and proper runoff. Thus, the need for Gary the Gutter Guardian.
And here comes Gary the Gutter Guardian now. Look at his antics.
Gary's job each year is to keep parade clutter from being thrown into the gutter.
Just listen to the Guardian of the Gutter mutter.
Each time you chunk your clutter in the gutter, all our stormwater starts to stutter. Hey,
oh my. It looks like Gary is giving yet another citizen a lesson on gutter etiquette.
Well, when it comes to Mardi Gras, it ain't no bash till we've cleaned up the trash. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Is anybody going to eat all these smushed moon pies?
I don't think so.
I will.
But they've been stepped on by...
They're perfectly fine.
...horses and stuff.
Well, the wrapper is still intact.
Well, yeah, but...
sprinkle them over some ice cream.
Ew!
So good.
What do you mean we're still on the... Hello, hello, hello. Are you Jolene Rockefeller?
Roxbury. How'd you get in here?
I represent a Super Suck vacuum cleaner company. I couldn't help but notice that you use an old-fashioned bag vacuum cleaner when you were cleaning yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday? How did you see me cleaning?
I'm here to tell you that your vacuum cleaner is totally outdated and obsolete.
Really?
I can prove it if you have just 1 minute.
I don't really have...
Excellent! You'll notice that I dumped a bucket of dirt onto your rug.
It doesn't smell like dirt. It smells like dog shit.
Let's go with calling it dirt. I took the liberty of bringing your old-fashioned bag vacuum cleaner into your studio with me.
How did you know where I had that?
Let's turn it on! Notice that it picks up the dirt pretty well.
Yeah, it works great. That's why I don't need a new one. How did you get in here
again? But the problem isn't the way it cleans, but how it handles the dirt it picked up.
What do you mean, handles the dirt?
Let's say the bag in this vacuum is full. What do you do?
Throw it out.
What? Uh-huh. Have you no regard for the earth? Are you trying to destroy our fragile atmosphere?
It's just a bag of dirt.
All right, let's do that. We take out the bag and we throw it into the trash can. Now what happens?
I put it in the dumpster, take it to the curb. They pick it up, take it to the dump.
The dump, where the bag is destroyed and all that dirt, dust, grime, and nasty germs erupt from the bag and poison the air.
It's just dirt.
Now, let me show you how the Super Suck vacuum with HEPA filter takes care of your dangerous dirt. Again, I dump some on your floor.
I wish you'd stop doing
that. I clean it up with the new Super Suck.
It looks...
voila!
It looks just as clean to me.
Ah, but there's no bag in this vacuum.
No bag?
No bag! All the dirt, dust, grime, and nasty germs are trapped in this plastic compartment.
Ugh, looks nasty.
How many Super Suck vacuums should I put you down for? Two? No, six? 12?
No, hold it! How did you get rid of the dirt in this vacuum?
Oh, cleanly and efficiently.
Show me.
Show you?
Show me.
Okay, fine. It's simplicity itself. You simply move this lever over, and the plastic container with all the dirt slides right out.
Ew. Gross. You careful. You're getting dust all over the place.
You take this plastic container carefully over to the trash can and dump it.
Gosh. Look at that. Dust but cloud.
Clean dust, thanks to the HEPA filter.
Why do they call it a HEPA filter?
Because it holds a heap of dirt in it.
So now you could put the container back in?
No.
Why not?
You have to clean the filters.
What?
You have to take the main filter out like this.
Look at all that crud.
And you start cleaning it by shaking it out in the trash.
You gotta stop. You're filling the whole room with dirt. It's getting on the equipment.
Then you simply pull this porous band off the filter and wash it.
You are making a filthy funk in my sink.
Then, while it's drying...
How long does that take?
It takes a few hours. You take out the secondary filter.
How many filters does this thing have?
Just three. To make it nice and clean.
I can barely see anything through all the clean that's floating around in the air.
After a few vacuumings, you can easily replace this filter with another filter. Only $29.99.
$30 for a filter?
Then you want to wipe down the outside and inside of your Super Suck vacuum until you can see the original color underneath all the dust. The HEPA clean dust.
Now going through all this is supposed to be easier than just throwing away a paper bag.
And much better for the environment.
Oh.
Finally, you clean out the hose with this special brush to make sure nothing is stuck in the...
Oh, is that a mouse? Is that a mouse?
Must be from the last house I visited.
Oh, get rid of it. Catch it.
No problem.
Get rid of it. Get it out of the studio.
Haven't put the filters back.
It's filthy
in here and there's a Rona running around. Get it out of here.
Be good to each other this week. Me and my hormones will be back next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.